Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to the show. Carrie and Tommy not here this afternoon, so we're digging through the archives, finding our favourite bits of 2018 so far, doing the Carrie and Tommy best of. On the show just after four, who could forget? The superstar that is Amy Shark joined us for a covered performance of I Said Hi. You'll hear that very, very soon. On the way as well, my favourite moment of the year so far, where we strapped Carrie's partner Chris and Tommy to a birth simulator to see whether that was the exact same pain you feel as running a marathon, as they both claimed. And you'll hear Carrie get very, very angry and very, very competitive in the first edition of Same Same But Backwards for the year. This is usually the time of the afternoon, though, where we'll do Bickmore's booty drop, but the power's gone to my head, so I figured I'm going to do something a little bit different this afternoon. I've even made my own opener. So it is time to do this.
Buzzers banger.
Complete with terrible production. I do apologise for that. But Friday fun, it starts now thanks to Don Franks. A quick and easy mealtime classic is Don is Good. We are broadcasting right around Australia into the nation's capital as well. Hello to anyone who's listening on Hit 104.7 in Canberra, especially if the Prime Minister of Australia, ScoMo, is listening to Carrie and Tommy this afternoon. This is for you. Be faithful, Fat Man Scoop, the first ever edition of Buzzers Banger with Carrie and Tommy right around the country.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
As you've just heard, I found a note in my pocket last night from someone called Nat. And we
Your
put
life
it out,
is so fun.
Well,
I never get home with random notes in my pocket.
Well, we put it out to the people to call or not to call.
Yeah.
We're going to call. Buzz, punch in the number.
Here we go. Just putting it in now. All right, it's ringing.
Rhonda speaking.
G'day, Rhonda. My name's Tommy Little. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Look, I'm all right. Hey, Rhonda, I've got to tell you, Carrie Bickmore is with me.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hi.
Do you know why I have your number?
No, I do not.
Is there somebody called Nat there?
There is, yep.
Can you chuck us on to Nat, please?
Sure, I can transfer you through.
Thank you.
Sorry, Tommy, she was indisposed. She is available now, so I can put you through again.
Oh, that would be okay. Great. Hey, just before you do, Nat has given me this number, but I don't know anything about her. Can you give us a little rundown about Nat?
About Nat? Oh, geez. She's very cheeky.
Okay.
She's very fun-loving. She likes to do...
Sounds like a dating profile.
Outdoor sort of stuff. She's very bubbly.
Does she like long walks along the beach?
Yeah, I would think she would.
Does she like pina coladas?
I don't know, but I wish she'd share them with me.
Hey, Rhonda, you sound so fun.
Rhonda, I'm going to get you to put us through to Nat, but if Nat's no good, I'm going to get Nat to put us back onto you.
Yeah, get her to send her back. That's it.
If you can chuck us through, that'd be great. Thanks, Rhonda.
No worries. Thanks, you guys. Bye.
Quite nervous.
Me too.
Hello, Natalie speaking.
Hi, Natalie. It's Tommy Little here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Hey, Carrie Bickmore is with me.
Hey, Nat.
Hi.
Nat, do you know why I'm calling you?
No idea.
Oh, it is a stitch up.
No, you honestly don't know, Nat, why Tommy might be calling you?
I potentially could.
Yes, well, that would be helpful. What do you think it might be?
Well, we often perform at the Notting Hill Pub, I believe.
Do you perform at the Notting Hill Pub?
I mean, I have.
Well, okay.
So keep going, Nat, it's all right.
No, I don't know anything further other than I know that I have colleagues who know that I potentially have in the past had a crush on you.
And this is all making sense.
Gave away my work number.
This is a stitch up. This is what you've thought.
Because, Nat, I thought I'd been a victim of a cruel prank.
What's a cruel prank?
Because I found a note in my pocket last night and... It said,
okay, hold on. That's context. You were at the project last night.
I was filming the project.
And then you got home and pulled out your wallet and there was a note in your pocket.
There was a note in my back pocket. That said, hey, Tommy, my name is Nat and I am too shy to talk to you, blah, 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 blah. I think we'd be great together. You can call me. And the reason I thought it was a stitch-up is because it's a landline. You can call me
for my work office.
Move. Yes, to your work office. And we've just spoken to Rhonda. She's delightful, by the way.
Okay, so Nat, you didn't write that note.
I did not write that note. No.
Do you think you know who might?
Familiar to what I've been told was written once when you performed at the pub.
Okay.
Have you not washed your jeans since you performed at the pub a few years ago?
How did it get in my pocket?
Because it was in your... Someone slipped it into your pocket.
One of your friends has slipped me a digit and then now they pass them on to you, Nat.
When did you perform then?
Months ago, I think.
Have you not washed your jeans since?
I have to pretend like I have, but all the evidence says no.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I know. Nat, I mean this. You can do better.
I honestly thought when Rhonda came running down the office that it was a bit of a stitch-up for me, so I wasn't expecting you guys to be on the phone.
Well, we've both been stitched up here.
But hello, Nat.
But hello, and will you marry me? Okay, I'll take your silence as a deafening no.
Valentine's Day. Could be a Valentine's Day wedding.
Nat, I understand you know, but I have one more question for you. Will you wash my jeans for me?
Does sound like you need help with that, so sure.
Deal. One out of two is not bad. Thanks for your time, Nat.
You're awesome.
No worries. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, same, but backwards. Time to play same, same, but backwards. Last week, guys, you started the year with a draw, so fingers crossed we can do one better this week.
So it's nil all.
Nil all at the moment, yeah.
Like one of the world's most exciting football matches. Nil all.
What?
Hopefully it's more exciting than that.
Yeah. Everyone gets riled up.
All right, okay. If you're joining us for the first time, we play Carrie and Tommy's song in reverse. They buzz in with their name. It is best of five. Here is song grab number one.
Yeah. Tommy.
Oh. Tommy's in quick.
Tommy doesn't know what it is.
How did you go in so soon?
Because I feel like sometimes if you're confident, it's like the secret. It's like put it out into the universe.
Yeah, but no one got a chance to hear it.
I reckon it's Lord, her new one.
No.
All right, so Carrie, what happens now? Remind me. I know we've played this.
I'm
going to
play it for you.
Do I get another go?
Carrie, and okay. You get to buzz in. Here we go.
Nah,
it's Taylor Swift. Are you ready for it? That's all right.
I would have got that.
See, because you didn't put it out into the universe with confidence.
Okay, I'm putting it out now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You both ready? You both confident?
Yeah.
Here's song number two.
Tommy.
Tommy's in.
I've got it.
My head to my toes, standing on 24. Bouncing on 24s. I got
title and
artist.
It's a freaking weekend, baby. We got to have it.
You are supposed to be going against each other in this game. You realize that, right?
It's just fun. Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Tommy, I'm going to have to buzz you out, mate, if you can't tell us the title and artist. Do you know?
Oh, it's. No. No, I don't.
I'll throw it over to you.
Usher.
No.
Can I play for you one more time? Because I think here's it in reverse. Both have to buzz back in.
Okay. It's R. Kelly remix to Ignition.
Yes, it is.
You didn't get it, though. You missed.
That's what I just said.
No, but you had your go.
No, I gave it to you both again.
Why?
What? See, thanks, Buzz. No. Take some control,
what is
Buzz.
What's happening? Don't make me angry, Buzz.
Take some
he
control.
He had a go and he got it wrong, and then you said.
Take some control, Buzz.
Yeah,
no.
But you also You're said boss, Usher, Buzz. And I did say I'll give you both an extra go. We want to win
No, you said
just
game. let me play it to you again. I thought it was just for the people at home.
Bit Tommy, one
you don't play things. You don't get a second go.
Buzz said you did. Buzz is the boss.
No,
here we go.
Boss, Buzz.
That's song why I've always called him
song number three.
Carrie's
in.
Look to our producers for answers. I can tell when you just start looking around the room at people's faces.
You're singing the right song.
Don't. Christian, our producer.
Stop talking. I need to think for a second.
Okay. All right, Carrie's headphones are off. She's trying to...
You've almost got a buzzer out, though. This is a long time.
I'll give you five more seconds, Carrie.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to need a name and an artist.
Sorry, Carrie.
You're talking too much. I can't think.
Your time's up, mate.
Buzz you out. You're out. Tommy, any idea?
It's called Way, Oh, Way, Oh, Way, Oh, Way, Oh. It's by Old Mate.
No, it's Black Street, No Diggity.
No Diggity. No Diggity. Oh, Black Street.
Black Street.
Tommy's still up. Win.
All right, here we go. Song number four.
Tommy.
Tommy's in.
It is Eminem. and it is the new one with Beyonce. It's called Walk on Water.
No.
Is it the Eminem one with Ed Sheeran?
What's it called?
Oh, I don't have any idea. Why am I pretending? I don't know. Do I get half a point?
No, you don't.
Nah. River.
What do you mean?
Eminem, Ed Sheeran, River.
You got to get listen to the song all over again and get a second go.
Let's remember both of you had that opportunity.
Thank you,
Buzz. No, because you didn't make Boss it clear, Buzz. Mate, because you're so bad at communicating.
Boss Buzz, I think you're really, great at communicating.
This is getting a bit
terrible.
Hot. All right, here you go. Carrie, you have to get this one to make it a tie. Here we go. The final song.
Oh. Carrie, do you know what it is? Because if you don't, I win.
So Boys to Men something?
No.
Tommy wins!
Bruno Mars, Grammy winner for Song of the Year. That is That's What I Like. This segment's probably not going to win any awards.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
No, well, if you keep changing the rules every week, it's not going to win any awards. Next week, you don't play the song again, mate, for Tommy. Buzz.
Let's have this chat off air.
Yeah, we will be.
This is what's called for us, winning
you
the
won't
battle.
Be here. You won't be here when we play it next week. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy
Little. I'm just glad that your partner and my best friend, Chris, is here. G'day, Walks. Hey, we haven't got your microphone on.
No. It's a good start.
Yeah, it's a good start. In the nerve-wracking process of everything.
Am I on now?
Yeah, you're on. Right. Now, mate, I'm going to describe to the people what I can see, and that is we're both wearing hospital gowns that are backwards. Mm-hmm. You've got your guts out, and you've got...
It's a bit much.
Well, you did this. No, his stomach is out.
Yeah, but guts out makes it sound like he's... Yeah.
Mate, you're the one that's hooked us up to electrodes like we're animals that
you know
are to
I
be
love?
Tested on in labs.
That you've actually made your gown look better by rolling up the sleeves. Yeah. It's a fashion item.
I used my
gown.
You
won't be caring about that in a few minutes. So, Chris, you said to Tommy that childbirth isn't as hard as a marathon.
Well, I didn't quite say that.
That's exactly. You said, when Carrie said to you, if I pushed out a baby, you can finish this marathon, when you were finishing, you said to me that your thought in that moment was, how dare she diminish my marathon.
Well, I never said how dare you. But look, this is why we're here.
This is why we're here.
Okay, so let's see who's got the bigger pain threshold. There's a machine that we're hooking you up to.
Yes.
And it's a machine that some women might know. It's kind of a machine that you can sometimes use in labour to help. It's like a TENS type machine to help with the pain. But this is slightly different. This is more intense, I've been
told. Is it called the Deathmaster 4000 or something? What's it called?
Well, it's a Chattanooga unit.
That's what you're going to do at the end.
That's what I've been worried I'm going to do. Chattanooga unit there.
Like when you give birth, I'll be quick to sweep it all away and no one will see, like the doctors do.
Walks, you were going to go first. This is for two reasons. The first is that it's your fault that we're here. But the second is that I've always felt like I'd be a really good supportive partner and I want to have a go at doing that.
A birth partner.
Yeah, birthing partner. So,
okay. And I'm in charge of the remote, so I'm going to start turning up. This is just to simulate contractions, not the actual crowning.
Just look at me. Now, you'll probably start to feel a few contractions. Have you started to feel that?
No, it just feels... Just buzzy at the moment.
A bit buzzy. Mm. Okay. Babe, it's going to get a bit worse, I think, because Carrie has the controls in her hands. What are you up to there, Bickers?
I'm up to 18.
Okay.
Now, how's that feeling?
It feels good.
Now, add in out of what? Please tell me that doesn't go to 100.
I don't know. I asked and they said no. And then I said, is there any chance I could kill him by going too high? And he goes, well, you'll know before you can go too high.
Oh, you're grimacing.
Yeah, now,
here's where you need to breathe.
Yeah.
Now, remember that
it's
I did this.
It's Braxton Hicks at the moment, I reckon.
It's
coming out.
Okay. Come on. Focus. No, look me in the eyes. Focus. You've got this. Okay, I'm a bad birthing partner.
This is so much fun.
Oh, that is incredible.
What,
we're at 40 now.
Is it coming in and going away?
Where did it go to?
It's only 40 out of 100. Go to 60. Go to 60.
I don't want to hurt him.
You're hurting him. You're breaking my little hand. You're breaking my hand.
Okay.
Can I keep going higher?
No.
If you've just joined us, all that laughter and screaming is because Chris, my partner, is booked up to a birthing stimulator to feel the pains of contraction.
I was not expecting that to be that bad. You nearly crushed my little hand.
Don't worry about you.
And I haven't. Can I just ask one thing? How high? So,
we're
at 50%. We're only at 50%. Oh,
go up. Right. Give it a bit. Give it a bit, Vickers.
This is so painful.
I love how everyone's telling you to turn it off, and I'm just going on.
Well, that's glad that. No, we're glad that's over. Let's move on to the next thing.
All right, Tommy's going to jump on the birthing stimulator. That is happening next. Keep it with us. So don't forget, it's on Facebook. Carrie and Tommy will do Tommy's next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We just witnessed Chris, my partner, feel like what contractions were like, and you didn't cope well.
No, I feel good now, though.
You screamed.
If only there was a little bundle of joy for us.
Tommy was your birth partner, and now...
You screamed and nearly crushed my hand.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, you go first because then I'll realise it's not that bad.
Now you're regretting that.
You feel nervous.
I'm so nervous.
You keep talking about pooing yourself. I think that's the least of your worries, mate.
I'm a man in grey tracksuit pants who's never given birth
before. Yeah, but did you hear what they said before? They were saying that you can actually pass out from this pain, and they asked if we have an ambulance nearby. We don't.
Pass out and poo yourself?
No. Stop worrying about the poo yourself. Okay, I'm going to start cranking this up. Is your birth partner ready to help you through?
Talk me through. What do I need to do here?
Just relax.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Are you feeling anything yet?
Yeah.
Are you feeling something?
Yes, I'm feeling something. Okay. You know. You're doing it to me, man. I can feel my... It comes in waves. So
it certainly does.
What are we at? This must be 100%.
We're at 10. What did you get to, Chris?
60.
60.
Okay, you did not get to 60. No, you didn't get to 60, did you?
Let's go to 20.
Did you really get to 60? Did you really get to 60? It's kind. Why are you...
Fabulous!
It's kind of...
Okay, now we'll go up to 25.
Is this only 25?
Yeah, we'll go to 30 now.
Birthing partner, tell me something. Instruct me.
Cut it out.
Okay, what more you got there?
Come on, mate. If you can do a marathon, you can get through this.
Okay,
come on. Now we're going up to 40. If you have just joined us, Tommy is hooked up to a birthing machine. That's what you can hear, the screaming. Can I go higher?
I've got a big crowd.
What are we up to, Carrie? What number is it?
We're now up to 50. What did Chris get to? You can tap out if you really want to be a softy.
He's tapping out.
Are you tapping out? No.
Oh, no. He's going.
What's that?
He's at. Okay, I'll get you to 60. You're... Okay, you now matched Chris. Okay, I'll turn you off now. It's off.
It's not off.
Oh, are you right? How are you feeling? Talk us through how you're feeling. You did such a great job.
I'm sweating out of everywhere.
Okay, so at the end of all of this, is there anything you two would like to say to the women of Australia?
That just wasn't that hard.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, man, the thing that I was hoping was going to kick off has really started to kick.
What?
This.
Cupboard?
Yeah.
Now, you're the one that was always the doubter. You said no one will come perform in our cupboard. And have we had some treats in here or what?
I never said that.
You did say that. Even now, when we pitch people, you go, they're not going to come in the cupboard. I'm sure you said that about our next guest.
No, I say I don't want them in the cupboard. We get pitched.
Are you embarrassed?
Yeah. We've only had great acts. And this one, I mean, she's local, but she's just taken off overseas.
Girl from the Goldie, just soaring at great heights.
Homegirl made good.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Amy Shark.
Thank you. Nice introduction, Jess.
I mean...
How much convincing did it take you to perform in the cupboard?
Look, not much. Everyone's raving about it.
Are they?
Yeah.
Talk of the town.
It's like one of those new hot things that you do, right? Such a trendsetter.
You used Vance Joy's real name before, and I... was like, who?
James.
Yeah,
James.
Well, I walked in and I was like, how did James fit in here? And they're like, who's that?
I mean, no, I understood.
Oh, Carrie. Carrie's a diehard.
Yeah.
The smarter one, yes.
No, yeah. I'm just a big fan. Obsessive, perhaps. We're going to hear your new song at the moment, and then we're going to come back and have a chat. So if you're comfy and good to go, let's crack into it, and then there's lots to talk about afterwards.
Sounds good.
This is I Said Hi.
Tell them all I said hi. Hope you've been well. You've been asleep while I've been in hell. Tell them all I said hi. Have a nice day. I'll be just fine. Don't worry about me. Tell them all I said hi. Tell them all I said hi.
From the cupboard, Amy Sharks. I said hi with Carrie and Tommy right across the country.
Oh, you couldn't have a terrible singer in here because we can hear every single little piece. You are extraordinary. Amazing. Wow.
It's weirdly intimate where when there's only like four of us, I don't quite know where to look.
Well, I was going to ask Amy because when James, aka Vance Joy, was here, I didn't look up because I was so close to him. I looked down the whole time and then everyone said to me afterwards, you looked so disinterested and rude. And so with you, I looked up a lot. But is
it
weird?
Do you feel like it was really nice? Because I was like, but you know what's funny? In that song, I'm like, I stand in the corner and I'm like,
in the corner. Like,
I'm literally in the corner. And it was really hard to keep focus.
So going forward, we should make eye contact? Is that what we should do with our
cupboard guests? I think that would throw me off, but I felt the love. Okay. So I could feel eyes and that's all I need.
How has, so you know, you've hit the big time. You've been going overseas. You were on, who was the talk show you were on the other day that
we've done Corden, you've done Fallon.
I mean, that's crazy. Yeah, are you yourself still like, what?
Yeah, those are big, big shows. And I think like when, like as I was growing up watching those late night shows, they're just known for big superstars. So when I'm in the green room, it's just a really weird moment when it's like, but I'm just always go, go, go. So it's not until I'm on like a long flight home where I'm like, I just played
you
Fallon.
Take it all
like,
in. Yeah.
You know? So
it's so awesome. I love the fact that your name's Amy Shark because when I was thinking of an Aussie over there, I thought they love that your last name's Shark because they're already so scared of Australia and the sharks. But then I read that that's not even your name and I was like, genius.
Do you know what's really hard? When I'm in America and I'm checking in and sometimes I'll be under Shark and I'm like, Amy Shark. And they have absolutely no idea what I'm saying. They're like, sharp.
Sharp.
And then I actually have to say shark now.
Ah.
Shark. And they're like, oh, shark.
You don't make the jaws.
Shark.
You know,
no,
make the-
I get close to that. Like, it's scary
it
how much they just don't know what I'm saying.
It, well,
it
like,
sounds,
I remember,
like, sounds like shart otherwise.
I know, yeah.
You've done what, miss? And how can we help you?
Are you sure you're okay?
Did you just pick your name and your favourite animal?
Pretty much, yeah.
What was a close second? Like, was it going to be Amy Meerkat or something
giraffe.
Otherwise? What?
No, it was my favourite movie has always been Jaws. I watched Jaws when I was really young because I wasn't allowed and then I had all these horrific nightmares. So it was always forbidden. You know, my mum was like, you're not to watch that movie anymore because you can't get through the night without a nightmare.
It's a hectic movie
so
for a kid.
So then I'd go to like my grandparents on school holidays and obviously they just don't know how to say no. So I'd just binge out on Jaws over there.
Taking advantage of the senility of old people.
So that's it. So, and I don't know. And from that moment I've been obsessed with sharks in general, just watching them, reading about them and
And so does that translate into, for me, that would be a fear of the ocean.
Yeah, I'm petrified of it.
Okay, right.
But you're from the Goldies. So do you go swimming a lot or you don't?
Well, I've got dorsal, as like an app is like a, where they give you shark alerts.
Amazing.
So I know where there's been shark.
Whether they're in the area.
Yeah, and usually it's Ballina.
Do you ever
not so much in Broad Beach.
Do you ever come up?
As there
there's a shark in the area.
I don't think so.
We've spotted a great white Amy just cruising around.
So there I've got two like alerts that have come through now.
Holy hell.
And that's Stradbroke Island. That's close to home. So that's scary.
That's worrying.
Most of it's like, you know, Ballina, Kings Cliff.
It's like a new version of Pokemon Go, just like, you know, try and track the sharks.
I'm trying to work out if this is healthy or like some kind of self-loathing like thing that's going
well,
on.
Well, what, not wanting to be eaten by a shark?
Well, no, just
great.
Just like right now we're quite a long way inland, and that was the first app to open on your phone. You're like, can never be too careful.
I don't have Twitter alerts. I got shark alerts.
Do you think it's a blessing, though, that you only found fame now, even though at the time you were wanting it to, I'm sure, to happen years ago?
Like, every day I'm just like, this has happened for at the right time, like, all the time, because it's just,
really?
I'm making way better decisions. If I had people filming me when I was, like, in my early 20s, that'd be scary.
Yeah, but, but an off-the-rail shark would be pretty
well, there's still time. But, yeah, no, I'm, you know, I'm really lucky. I'm confident in my songwriting. I'm confident in, like, playing shows, and, you know, that comes with time. And so, yeah, I think it's good.
You've had your hubby for a while now too. Is he a great catch, or should you have waited too because, you know, you're famous now?
I mean, well, you know, look, he had to lock me down while he could.
He's a smart man.
Yeah, so, yeah, we've known each other for years, obviously, and he's my biggest critic, and all the songs go through. If Shane doesn't give it the approval, then it doesn't get
Does
recorded.
Does it cause fights, or you're like, no, it's a damn good song, mate?
We have numerous nights where we don't talk, where it's just like, well, I really like this song. And he's like, well, it's not your best.
But wow. I mean, that's long-term relationships,
what,
right?
Fighting over your music that you're making?
Well, you and Chris have nights.
I don't ever play him a song and go, well, I think it's one of my best.
Obviously, Americans love an Aussie. And have you ever thought about Aussieing it up more and changing it to, like, tell them all I said g'day, have a good one?
My band always stuffs around with my lyrics. So, like, my keyboard player is always like, tell them all I said g'day. Like, you know, so that's already been done.
Sorry. But, I'll get new material. I'll come back to you for next week.
And the tell your mum I said hi has been done a little bit too.
Okay, so that was the next thing I was going to say.
Yeah.
Have you, have you started becoming friends with any other, like, musicians that are quite big that once upon a time you would have sort of dreamt of that now you're like, oh, yeah, just she's my mate now?
It's pretty crazy. Like, I mean, I've been a big Blink-182 fan.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've met both of the guys, and Travis just tweeted at me the other day. He sent me a Twitter message saying, I love what you're doing. And I was like, wow, well, that's the
And did
the,
you write back and say, member. That's lovely, but there's a shark off the coast of New South Wales.
And going, if you could just not interrupt right now.
I've got shark alerts going off left, right, and center.
There's heaps of people that I'm meeting right now that I never thought I'd ever meet. So, yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Well, you deserve every bit of success. It's so wonderful having you in here. Mm. Thank you so much for your beautiful voice and
Thank
your
you.
Kind soul. And, come back and visit us soon
in
the
will.
Cupboard.
Yeah. Anytime. Thanks, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Hey, I just called you and left a voicemail. You've got my number, so call me, baby.
Yeah.
This call celebs from our phones. You tell me what I've got to leave, what message I've got to leave on their voicemail.
Yep.
And let's see if they call back.
Yep. I've written it down on a piece of paper. We had the theory that nobody listens to voicemail anymore. No. So you can leave whatever you want.
So we left a whole lot of messages last week, and the only person that got back to me was Larry Emder. He's old school.
He's old school. And he got back swiftly.
And
as well.
Funny too. He's he was funny. So quick. Okay, so who are we going with first?
Hey, I'm
going
to start you off with a bit of acting royalty in this country.
Wouldn't be from my phone then. I don't have a lot of actors in my phone.
This one is from my phone.
Yeah.
The very funny, the Castle's own Steve Curry.
Oh, and he's got a good sense of humour too.
Are you happy to do this one?
Yep.
I'm going to need just a bit.
I don't know him very well, so make sure it's not too, like, I don't, you know. Like, some of them are funny, you know.
Do you want me to show it to you now? Do you want to get it in your head?
No, I think I start calling and then you turn it around just as I'm about to leave the message.
What I need from you is urgency with it. And all I need is, this is Carrie Bickmore, then read this and urgent.
Okay, sure. Okay, ready and calling now.
Okay. Oh, please have a voicemail.
Who?
Dad.
And
Steve what? Hi, Steve Curry. It's Carrie Bickmore here. This coffee has gone straight through me. I really need you to call me urgently. Thank you.
No,
Yeah, sorry, the kids threw me.
You're ad-libbing around them. What do you mean? I really needed to call me urgency. I didn't write that at all. I just needed...
You said there had to be urgency.
Yeah, but not extra words.
Okay, it's,
all
right.
I just need urgency in your tone.
Okay, all right. Go again. Who have we got?
What about this? What about a Boston Pass? To be honest, I didn't have this number. This has come from Buzz's collection. Okay. Oh. Buzz, do you want to announce who this great man is?
If it's my old mate, Tim O'Matic.
Tim O'Matic?
From Set It Off fame.
I don't think Tim O'Matic would know who I was. I don't know if I've ever met him.
Okay, even if he answers, I need you to say this sentence.
Okay, hold on. Shall I check it first? Okay, let me check this one first because I don't know him at all. Okay. <Yeah.
laughs> Just go.
Okay, hold on. I have to get the laughs out so that I don't laugh when I do it. Mm. Okay.
This one, you can be nice about this one. This is not urgent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
What do I do?
We talk to him. Tell him he's on air.
Oh my God.
What do you mean? You just hung up.
I just hung up on him. I can't. What am I meant to do? Say, I didn't know whether I was meant to say your thing or just start talking to him.
Well, you were meant to.
I didn't think he was answering. It was for the voicemail.
Yeah, but sometimes people are going to answer. Maybe I've just witnessed you in a crisis and that was not good.
At all.
No, okay. I know. So you say, hi, Tim O'Matic.
You want me to do that?
Hi, Tim O'Matic. It's Carrie Bickmore here. You're on radio.
Okay.
That's what you do.
Okay.
Call him back.
Can I?
Yeah, you can.
I don't know if I can.
You can, and then you have to say this. What's on the
okay.
This is for the people.
Okay. Oh.
I feel like I should tell them what the sentence is because you're not going to get it out.
Okay.
So the sentence as it's written is, I'm thinking of calling myself Carrie-O-Matic. Just checking to see if that's cool with you, bro.
He's going to think he's being pranked call now. Okay,
he
is
being pranked call.
Okay. Oh, you have to hold it up. You have to hold it up so I can see it. Okay. Oh, I don't want to do this.
But you've got to tell me he's on radio, right?
Mm.
Hey, it's Tim. I'm busy right now. Peace.
Hey, Tim, it's Carrie Bickmore here. I think I just missed you before you answered and I didn't get there in time. Sorry. I just wanted to call. I'm thinking of calling myself Carrie-O-Matic, but I just wanted to check with you first if that's cool. If you could call me back, that'd be great. Cheers.
Mate, very good. Your tone was absolutely perfect. Just consider, I think I just missed you before. And what you really meant was, I think I panicked and hung up on you so quick. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.